ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 19 आतिष्ठा
जस्ट एग्जीक्यूट
तात
माय डियर सन
विमत्सर Without being envious. Tvam. Unto you. Uptam.
Said.
Samatra. Api.
By your stepmothers.
Yad.
Whatever.
Avyalikam. They are all factual. Aradaya,
just begin worshipping.
Adokshaja,
the transcendence.
Padapadmam,
lotus feet.
Yada, it.
Ichase, desire.
Adhyasanam, to be seated along with. Uttama, your step brother. Yatha,
as much as.
Atista, tattat vimatsarasva. Muktam samatrapi yadavyalikam. Aradaya doksha japada panjam. Yaditcha se dhyayanat muktamo yatha. Atishta tata vimatsaratsva. Muktam samatrapi yadavyalikam. Aradaya doksha japada pankam. Yadicha se dhyayasanam uttamo yatha. Atishta tattata vimatarashyatvam. Yuktam samatrapi yad avyalikam. Aradaya doksha japada padmam. Yadicha se dhyayasana uttamo yatha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very hard to hear, is factual. Therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother, Uttam, then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instructions of your stepmother without further delay. You must engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The harsh words used by Suruchi to hear stepson were true because unless one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot achieve any success in life. Man proposes, God disposes. Suniti, the mother of Dhruv Maharaj, agreed with her co-wife's advice that Dhruv engage himself in the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indirectly, the words of Suruchi were a benediction for Dhruv Maharaj, for because of the influence of his stepmother, mother's words, he became a great devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvaye Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Roop Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very hard to hear, is factual. Therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother, Uttam, then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instructions of your stepmother without further delay. You must engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here very crystal clear instruction is given by Suruchi, stepmother of Dhruv Maharaj, that if at all you want to sit on the throne, on the lap of your father on the throne, then you have to take birth from my womb. You have to become my own son. And in order to do that, you will have to worship the lotus feet of the Lord. Unless one is favored by the Lord, he cannot achieve the desired goal, success. Without the sanction of Krishna, not even blade of grass moves. Without the instruction and blessing of Krishna, nothing moves. Maya dyakshena prakriti hi suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. The whole jagat is moving about around the desire of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very profound instruction. Whatever we want, mundane or spiritual, it has to be sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akama sarva kamo va moksha karma udaradihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. Akam, you are niskam, you are selfless, unmotivated, only desire is to serve Krishna and to love Krishna and to love his devotees. That is akam. Sarva kamova. And even if you have any desire, mundane or spiritual, still you have to worship Krishna. Akam sarva kamova moksha karma udaradihi. Udaradihi, the man of broader intelligence. Moksha karma udaradihi. Even if you desire to have the mukti, still you should worship Krishna. Moksha karma udaradihi. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Bhakti yoga is very important. No other yoga will work to please the Lord. Krishna says to Uddhava in 11th canto, he says, Na mam sadayati yogo sankhyam dharmam uddhava. Na mam sadayati yogo sankhyam dharmam uddhava. Na swadhyay tapas tyago yatha mama bhakti urjita. Bhakti, only by devotional service I can be pleased. Yatha mama bhakti urjita. Topmost pure unalloyed devotional service is very pleasing to me. Na mam sadayati yogo. You cannot please me by yoga. Sankhyam, Sankhya Yoga. Dharma, Dharma, religious principles. Dharmam Uddhava, he Uddhav. Nothing pleasing me. Na Swadhyay, not study and memorizing the scriptures. Swadhyay. Na Swadhyay, Tapa, Tyago. The austerities, that also will not please me. And Tyago, that you become renunciate. You give up everything. Even that doesn't please me. What is pleases me? My transcendental, loving, devotional service. That is what is pleasing to me. Yatha mama bhakti urjita. Their transcendental devotional service is very pleasing to me. What Krishna will do, our renunciation, our religiosity, following the principles of religion, dharma, raj, what Krishna will do with these things that you are trying to do? Krishna will not be pleased by all these things. Sankhya yoga, sankhyam, dharmam, etc. Krishna is not pleased by all these processes. Krishna is explaining very, very crystal clearly to Uddhava what is pleasing to him. Bhaktya mam abhijanati man mana bhavamad bhakto. So many times repeatedly he is saying that bhakti is the only thing which will please me. That bhakti, that pure unalloyed transcendental loving devotion to Krishna, that is pleasing to Krishna. So whatever you want, it has to come from Krishna. It has to be sanctioned by Krishna. And that's why we have to render transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. Whether we want something, we don't want something. Whatever we want, actually, devotee also wants. We want. Devotee also wants. What he wants, that somehow or another I can have a little loving affection, or somehow or other I can have little attention of Krishna. I can have Krishna love me. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, it's not that I should get attracted to Krishna, but it is how much Krishna is attracted to me. Krishna should be attracted towards us. That is most important thing. So, loving devotional service, and that is what it is stated here. Engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. One of the 9 devotional service is worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. So this Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. So one of the 9-fold devotional service is worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is a very important service to Krishna, worshipping his lotus feet. Because this very devotional service is very, very soothing, very important for the Lord. By devotional service, loving exchanges takes place between Lord and his devotees. So that loving exchanges has to be there. Then Lord is pleased. Just like a small little example, you have father, grandfather, you do anything to them, give them lots of money, give them whatsoever. But unless you love them, unless you render everything to them in love and devotion, they will not be happy. Because money cannot make Krishna happy. He is Lakshmipati. He is having all Lakshmi. Any opulence that you can render will not make Krishna happy. Even your tap and your austerities and your anything, penances, nothing can please Krishna, because he is Yogeshwar. He is the master of mysticism. He has everything. What we can give him that he doesn't have, which will please him. So he has everything, but he does not have one thing, and that is love of devotees, love of living entities, love of all of us. So if we can give him that love, affection, he doesn't need anything. He is Atmaram. Om Purnamada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate. He is Purna. There is nothing lacking, but one thing is lacking, and that is our love and affection. He is always longing for that. He created us for this reason. The very reason for creating us is that he wanted to enjoy. He wanted to eko ham bahushyam. He wanted to enjoy. It's not that something enjoyment is lacking in him. His name is Ananda. His name is Anand. He is Anand. He is Raso Vai Saha. He is the embodiment of all the transcendental malas, ras. He has nothing that is lacking. He is total existence. His total existence, his body is made up of ras. Ras means mellow. He is ras and he is rasik, both. But unless he brings out that ras from him and then again coming back to him, he can enjoy. So for that he created. Just like an example, a cow has milk in her milk bag. There is a milk. But if the cow is hungry, milk is there, but she will remain hungry forever. Unless you take out that milk from her milk bag and then feed her with the milk, then she will be satisfied. Milk is there. So Krishna is total Ananda. Krishna is, nothing is lacking. But unless that ananda flows and becomes turbulent, it becomes pravahit, it becomes taranga, you know, it becomes a little wavy. And then in that wave, if you swim, the same thing, Krishna is anand, Krishna is ras, raso rasa sekhar, raso vaisaha. But unless that anand comes out from him and goes into the heart of the pure devotees, and then that same love comes back to him, then he can enjoy that transcendental loving reciprocation. He is ananda. It's not that this is dushan, but this is bhushan. It's bhushan that he gives out that love of his to pure devotees into their heart, and then that love comes back to him. He enjoys even more. This is the idea. Same example again, that Himalaya, he became thirsty. So he went to Jamuna and said, I'm thirsty. Jamuna says that you have lots of water, I'm coming from you, and you're coming to me? He says, it's all ice and all, I can be satisfied. But I have to come to you, you have lots of water, and if I drink that, I'll become happy. So Krishna, he is total love, total ras. But unless Krishna can flow that love and imbibe the heart of devotee, just like here, Dhruva Maharaj, he is a devotee. But unless he goes to jungle and then Narad Muni meets him, a more transcendental mellow, and then Narad Muni Guru gives him mantra, and then he performs austerity to please the Lord, and then Lord comes, and then Lord gives him boon, and then he says, I was looking for the glass, you know, kingdom, or sitting on the lap of my father. It is like a glass. But when I have a diamond like yourself, my all material desire is gone. So reciprocation. Krishna has to come, Krishna has to talk with him, and Krishna has to enjoy, and devotee has to enjoy that reciprocation. So this reciprocation, very important. Krishna is rasik sekhar, no doubt. Raso vaisaha, tasmin labdva, anandim bhavati. So anand, by yourself, of course Krishna by himself can enjoy. There is nothing lacking. But he can enjoy even more if that love is flowing and coming back to him, flowing and coming back to him. So this is how Krishna is enjoying. He is not enjoying your austerity, your religiosity. He cannot enjoy. He can enjoy the love, loving reciprocation, exchanges of love. So Dhruva Maharaj, he goes to the forest and then he tried to please Krishna. This is very important thing to understand, that Krishna is loving us because he created us. Undoubtedly, Krishna is loving us. We have forgotten. Krishna bhuli sei jiv, anadi bahirmukh, ata eva maya tare deh sansar dukh. Jiv, living entity, is coming from Krishna. Why? Because Krishna wanted to enjoy. Whatever you produce, that is meant for your enjoyment. You produce children, you produce house, you produce anything, that is meant for your enjoyment. So similarly, whatever Krishna produces is meant for his enjoyment. So we are coming from Krishna. Anything coming from Krishna is meant for his enjoyment, material or spiritual. All world, all three worlds, is produced by Krishna. Why? Because he wanted to enjoy. But somehow or another, we became adverse to him. We became rebellious to him. He produced us so that he can enjoy. But we say, no, I am your competitor. Iswaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balavan, sukhi. I am your competitor. I want to enjoy also. I want to enjoy separate from you. So that's why this bhautik jagat. That's why we wind up here, separate from Krishna. Krishna wanted to enjoy us, but we say, no, I am also enjoyer. We misuse that minute independence and became enjoyer. So then Krishna says, you separate anything from me, that is mundane, material. What is the definition of material things? That thing which we separate from Krishna and make it ours, make it that it belongs to me, that is maya. That is maya. Anything we separate. Actually, everything is connected with Krishna. No maya. There is no maya. But we create maya. How? By separating everything from Krishna. It is not meant for his enjoyment. He may have created, but it is meant for my enjoyment. This is my wife. This is my husband. This is my children. This is my house. This is my money. This is my. So whatever that my, that is maya. And when you take your wife, children, money, honey, everything, and connect back to Krishna. Krishna, this is your devotee wife. This is your devotee children. This is your temple house. This is your car. So when we connect back to Krishna, then that thing becomes spiritualized, spiritual. So somehow or another Krishna wants to enjoy by creating all these things. But we separate everything from Krishna. So we meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. We meant to serve Krishna. We meant to give pleasure to Krishna. But somehow or other we created that mentality. I am Krishna. I am Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, Balavan Sukhi. I am. And that is the root cause of our suffering. We suffer. Just like small young child, if it's on the lap of father, child is enjoying and dependent, holding finger of his father and dependent, father takes care of child. But minute child says, you nonsense father, I don't need you. And loiterers, galiyon mein ghumta rahega. So then child will suffer. The same thing, we have to catch hold of Prabhupada's dhoti and Krishna's dhoti. Then our work is done. Very simple. Prabhupada explains very simple way. He says that you want to go 1,000 miles and you are riding on your bike, but it is very difficult. Uphill, downhill, this, that. But you catch hold of a tractor or a trolley that is going 1,000 miles and with your bike, and your bike is behind and you're holding onto it. So in within no time you will reach there. So same philosophy. We catch hold of Prabhupada dhoti, we catch hold of Acharya Pad dhoti and Romapad Maharaj's dhoti and all Maharaja's dhoti who are going back to home, back to Godhead. So our work is done. Just catch hold of nice thing. Our work is very simple. Very, very simple. Same example is given that there is an ant. That ant wants to go to 4 place of pilgrimage, Char Dham. So ant is walking, anybody can step over, problem, eating problem, everything problem. How can ant go from north to east, west, south? Impossible. But if ant sit down in a jori, a begging bowl of some jori of sadhu who is going this place of pilgrimages, then khana bhi mil jayega, aur ghumna bhi mil jayega. It can go very easily. Eating problem is solved, walking problem is solved, all problems are solved. And having darshan of all holy places. Same way, we ekaki amar nahi paye bala. Harinama Sankirtane, Tumi Kripa Kari Sraddha Bindu Diya, Deha Krishna Namadhane, Krishna Se Tomar, Krishna Dite Par, Tomara Sakati Ache, Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna Boli, Dhayatava Pache Pache. Hey Gurudev, I am very Kangal, I am fallen, I am not enough strength, spiritual strength. Ekaki Amar Nahi Pai Bal. On my own, I have no enough strength to carry on. Nahi paye bala. Harinama Sankirtane. Harinam. To chant 16 rounds and execute my devotion. I have no enough strength. And that's why Krishna Namadhane. Krishna se toma. Krishna is your exclusive property. It is your exclusive. You have monopoly over Krishna. Krishna, because in a pure divorcee's heart, Krishna is dwelling. He cannot get out of that heart. So, Krishna becomes property of pure devotees. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. And that property of yours, which is your exclusive, it is in your strength to give it back to me. Give that Krishna to me. It is in your hand. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. Tomara sakati ache. And it is in your strength to give Krishna to me. Tumara sakati ache. Amito kangal. Krishna Krishna boli. Main kangal hun. I am very insignificant, fallen, kangal. And that's why Krishna, Krishna boli, dhaye, tab pache pache. That's why I'm shouting, Krishna, Krishna, and running behind your lotus feet, hanging onto your dhoti. So wherever you go, I'll be there. Automatically, we have to catch hold of this dhoti, following the footsteps of previous acharya. Krishna, Krishna boli, dhaye tab pache pache. So this is very simple, that Krishna somehow or other wants our transcendental loving devotional service. Why? So that he can become happy and you can become happy. The first is that you will become happy. Just like child, lost child, if that lost child is coming back to his parents and becomes attached to the parents, then parents are happy and the child is also happy. It's not that just parent is happy. Child becomes more happy than parents. So this is same example, that lost living entity somehow or other has to turn his face back to Krishna. Krishna Puli Sei Jeev Anadi Bahirmukh. Eternally he is going away from Krishna. Sastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Sastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Sei Jeev Nistare Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sei Jeev Nistare Maya Tahar Chudai. Maya Tahar Chudai. Sastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Sei Jeev Nistare Maya Tahar Chudai. Maya Unko Chod Deti Hai. Baad Mein Maya becomes subservient to devotees. Maya becomes subservient to devotees. Before she was catching hold of you and kaal, karma or Maya ka fanda. Maya is trapping you. But once you surrender to Krishna, Mayam etam taranti te, mameva ye prapadyante, Mayam etam taranti te. So, sastra sadhu kripaye, yadi Krishna unmukha hoy, if by the transcendental causeless mercy of sastra and sadhu, Prabhupada and devotees, if some jeev becomes Krishna unmukha, he just says, only one sentence, Krishna, I am yours. Please use me. Just this much. Not much needed. And then rest taken care of by sadhus and Krishna. They come and deliver you. Tesamaham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nachinat partha maya avesita chetasam. Maya avesita chetasam. So Krishna gives this promise in Bhagavad Gita. What is that promise? That tesha maham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagara. That I come, personally come, not that I send somebody. He personally comes. Tesha maham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagara. That I deliver them from this ocean of material existence. Mrityu sansara sagara. Bhavami na chirat partha maya avesita chetasham. Lekin condition, there is a condition. What is that condition? Maya avesit chetasam. One whose consciousness is dwelling in me. So this is a condition that we have to become man mana, man manaska. Always, always consciousness should be in Krishna. So this is prerequisite or this is requirement for Krishna to come personally and deliver you. Very easy. Sastra, sadhu, they are very, very, very compassionate. Sadhu especially. Sastra also. And Krishna is even more compassionate. Krishna's advent is due to these two reasons. That Krishna is Param Karunai. Karunamai. Param Karunamai. Rasik Sekhar Krishna. Param Karunamai. These are the two reasons that he wants to enjoy, taste transcendental mellows, and second is that he wants to deliver the fallen living entity. Param Karunamai. Krishna is Karunamai. And these are the two reasons why Krishna comes here, millennium after millennium. The real reason, not yada yada is dharmasya. He can do that by sending Prabhupada on the earth planet. And he can establish. Prabhupada has established. That is not Krishna's real work. Paritranaya sadhunam, that is his real work. The annihilating demon, not real work. He can send Lord Vishnu, Balaram or any empowered living entity to annihilate the demons. His real work is, his real reason to come here is Param Karunamai. He is very compassionate. Krishna is compassionate. He wants to see that all these conditioned, suffering living entity can come back to him. So Sastra Sadhu Kripaye Yadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy Sei Jeev Nistare. That living entity can be delivered. Nistare Maya Tahara Chudai. Maya leave him alone. Maya just gives him way to go back to home, back to Godhead, becomes subservient to such pure soul. So this is very, very simple to understand, that we have to attract the attention of Krishna and his pure devotees. And that's why Dhruv Maharaj went to the jungles. He attracted, he was very determined. I want to please Krishna, I want to see Krishna. And that's why Krishna had to send a guru, pure devotee to him, Narada Muni. And Narada Muni instructed how he can attain Krishna. And then he followed that process. And by that process he attracted the attention of the Lord. And Lord could not live without going to Dhruva. He had to go to, because Dhruva was attracting, invoking that sympathy in Lord. So this is very important to understand. The Lord is merciful, of course. Lord is totally merciful. But we are going away. So we have to turn our back, face back to Krishna, and then try to invoke that mercy in him. You have a water and you have a horse. Horse is there and water is here. But you have to take a horse near the water in order him drink water. So same thing, Lord is there, we are there, but there is no exchanges. There is no any exchanges. So why we perform devotion? To invoke in him that mercy for us. Why we give donation? Why we chant Hare Krishna? Why we wear dhoti kurta? Why we do kirtan? Why we act in devotional way? Because somehow or other, by that way, we will invoke that mercy in Krishna for us. Krishna is merciful, but he may not be merciful towards us, or he is merciful towards us, but that exchange is not taking place. So in order to have that exchange, invoke mercy in him, we have to perform this devotion. Just like a guest comes to your home, then you wash his feet and you give him something nice to eat, you give him all facility, then he will feel great and he will love you. He will love you, you will love him, and exchanges will take place. But any guest comes to your home, aye, bedroom hai, thank you very much, and then there is, you know, neutral relationship, then that loving exchanges will not take place. So in order to invoke that mercy into Krishna, we have to perform these devotions, devotional service. He doesn't need your devotional service. But in order to invoke mercy, in order to interact with him, how else we will interact with him? Through devotional pada sevanam. So this is a right instruction by his stepmother. Go to the jungle, invoke mercy into Krishna, and that Krishna can give you anything and everything. So, same principle we have to follow. No neutral, sant relationship. No sant. Dasya, sakya, vatsalya. You have to go to the top level of relishing that mellow rasa. That top mellow is madhurya rasa. And within madhurya rasa, also we have in separation that loving, that love in separation becomes more intense. So, and even in that separation, if you are in Parakiyaras, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that is even more intense. Parakiya means your paramour. You have a paramour and you have a husband. So you love your paramour, you love your lover. Even though you have a husband, you love your lover. That love becomes more intense, more acute, more tivrata. Prem ki tivrata bad jati hai. So that is parakiya ras. Parakiya rase rajate prachar. So this is our ISKCON philosophy, the topmost philosophy. And what is that? That we have to love Krishna thinking that we have another husband and he is our boyfriend. Like that. The gopis, when they came here, they imbibe this mood. All gopis and Radharani came here, they imbued the bhava of having husband and love Krishna as a paramour. And that love becomes more intense. All gopis and Radharanis, actually they are svakiya. Svakiya means they are Krishna's. They are Krishna patni or Krishna's wives or Krishna's friends, or they are Krishna svakiya. But in Swakiya Bhav, he is our anyway, Garka Banda hai. But if that Krishna becomes not Garka Banda, but he is my lover, I can hardly go to him. There is separation and chup chup ke prem karo. Hai na? So that's what Gopi did. They had a husband and Then Krishna was their paramour, parakiya bhave, parakiya bhav. Means that Krishna is their boyfriend and we have husband. So this mood, this is the mood of Goswamis. So anyway, not to go in too much detail of Goswami's mood, we can understand that this is the mood we should cultivate. Love Krishna in transcendental mellow, or topmost mellow. Unnat ujwal ras, unnat ujwal ras. That is madhurya ras. So we're supposed to somehow or another develop that through chanting, through serving, through association with devotees, through worshipping deity. Prabhupada says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that by worshipping deity, you develop Raganug Bhakti. You develop your Raganug Bhakti. So, worshipping deity, going to holy places, like this, we can develop that pure love of Krishna. So, any question? Okay, some question in written form, if I can understand. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tad Dham Paramam Mama. So, once one who reaches there will not come back, that is the nature of my abode. Then how do all their souls are being in this material world? Very easy to understand. Very easy to understand this thing. See, the nature of spiritual world is that every living entity over there is synchronized in love and cooperation to serve the Lord. And that's why Lord created spiritual world. The very reason of creating spiritual world is that I want to enjoy. And how I can enjoy, I said that in my lecture, that I am total ras. But unless that ras tarangait, unless that ras flows, you cannot realize it. It has to flow. So in order to have this ras or mellow or taste flow, you have to have some others, creation. So that is spiritual creation. Ekoham bahushyam. He wants to enjoy. And He created us in spiritual world. Why? So that we can also enjoy more than Him. More than Him. Not that He wants to enjoy Himself and condemn us. No. By serving all the gopis and all inhabitants of spiritual world in harmony, they are serving Krishna, and in that service they enjoy even more. Radharani's gopi friends, they, by serving Radharani to serve Krishna, they enjoy more than Radharani. Just because they are serving Radharani to serve Krishna. So this is the idea. The idea is that He created us in spiritual world. Why? Because that way He can enjoy, and by His enjoyment, by giving Him enjoyment, we can enjoy even more than Him. Many examples like this. So it's not a condemnation in spiritual world that He created us so that He can enjoy and we can suffer. No. The idea is that you can enjoy even more than Krishna. That was the idea. But somehow or another, a living entity becomes envious of Krishna, misuses this independence that living entity has. And why does living entity misuses independence? Because it's very, very, very small. Like a child. Child doesn't know. He misuses his independence. That I don't want you, Father. I don't want this. I'll be on my own. I don't want your control. So like that, misuses. Just like Prabhupada's son wanted to put his finger into fan. Prabhupada says, no, you will suffer. Or, no, I want to. What can be done? Prabhupada says, no, you will cut yourself. No, I want to. So then Prabhupada turned out the switch. Turn off the switch. The fan was going slow, and then took his finger and put it into the fan, and he just jabbed himself. And he understood, oh, this is khatarnak. This is very dangerous. Should not do it. The same thing. A living entity, because of the minute nature, misuses independence. I want to be bhokta. Why you are the only god or bhokta? I also want to. So this desire, when we develop this desire, contamination, when we when we develop, nobody wants to contaminate or contact disease, but it comes. Nobody wants fire, but fire takes place. So nobody wants this separate desire, but somehow or other, in your mind, you have developed that desire. I want to become Krishna, enjoyer, bhokta ram, bhokta, ishwaroham ham bhogi, siddhoham balavan sukhi. So that little contamination, created by us, not created by Krishna. Krishna says, please be with me and enjoy forever. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just enjoy with me. And with that, you will enjoy even more than me. So this is perfect creation, perfect reason for creation. But we says, why you? Why you are the only one enjoyer? I am also. So then, that moment, we start falling down from that transcendence. And when we fall down, there is time immemorial. Anant kal, there is no track of this when we fall down. Because anadi bahirmuk jiv, Krishna bhuli sehi jiv, bhogo vancha kare, nikast maya tare, japoti adare. Nikast maya tare, japoti adare. Krishna bhuli sehi jiv, bhogo vancha kare. So, maya, this is maya, yes. This is maya, bhogo vancha. Bhog means material. Bhog means that which is not enjoyed by Krishna. That is called bhog. And bhogavancha kare. He wants to enjoy himself. Jan nikasta maya tare japoti adare. At that point, maya mar martiya. Pitai kartiya. This contamination is there, no? Contamination is maya. And maya can catch you. Anything you separate from Krishna is maya. So you want to enjoy those things separate from Krishna is maya. Anything is separate from, everything is connected. Kaam, krodh, lobh, everything is connected with Krishna. Kaam, Krishna, karma, arpane. So, this is the reason why we are here. Contaminated stage. So, somehow or another, we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare.
And by chanting, we purify our consciousness, heart, and that purified heart will be inundated by love of Krishna. And then we can give that love back to Krishna, and flowing from Krishna, from us, from him, from us, that love will be ever increasing, and that will take us back to home, back to Godhead. This is the real life. Any another question?
The contamination, we are coming from the spiritual world to material world. We'll get human being birth or animal birth or birds like that. How will get the...
In the beginning.
Yes, in the beginning you may be even demigod because you are pure and falling. So if you are that pure, you will be demigod's body maybe. And then it depends upon your contamination. It depends upon your desire. It was your desire to come here, so you came here today. So similarly, whatever your desire you are falling with, that's where you will wind up. Yes, step by step also and drastically also. It depends upon your consciousness, your desires. It depends entirely on your desires. Any another question?
Parampita Parameshwar Krishna se Radha Mata ka kya sambandh?
Parampita Krishna Radha Mata ka kya sambandh tha? Krishna aur Radha ka sambandh kya hai? Very simple to understand. Radha Rani is none different than Krishna. Krishna is Radha, Radha is Krishna. Just like example is given in the scripture that if one peanut is there and within the cell of peanut there are two seeds. The peanut is one, but the seeds are two. So one seed is Radharani, another seed is Krishna.
Hare Hare!
The second example is also given in the scripture that there is one diya, one lamp, ghee lamp, but there are two wicks in two jyot. Two weeks in a gilam. So two jyots. One jyot is Krishna and another jyot is Radharani. Very simple to understand. Diya is one. The lamp is one. So Radha and Krishna is no other than it is one body. But just to relish that transcendental mellow, loving exchanges, Krishna became Radharani. Unless Krishna becomes himself, the other person, there cannot be the topmost loving exchanges. So Krishna himself had to become Radharani. And then other gopis and gopis and... But Krishna had to become Radharani. Otherwise he cannot enjoy equal level, the topmost mellow. So Radharani is Krishna, Krishna is Radharani, no other. Radharani is her, his pleasure potency, Aladini Sakti, Swarup Sakti. These are all technical words, Swarup Sakti. Krishna's Swarup Sakti is Radharani. Sakti, Sakti Mato, Abhinna, Nam Namino, Abhinna, absolute nature. This is the absolute nature of Krishna.